All right, KNED listeners, Chase McNutt joining you for a special program this Wednesday morning. It's time for another morning interview. And joining me this morning from Shared Blessings, I have Gabby Teal. Gabby, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. I have my coffee, so I'm ready to go.
Yeah, coffee. I'm not a big coffee person myself. I'm more of a Red Bull guy, personally. Which I don't know if that's bad or not. But,
I don't know either, but yeah. Whatever works for you, it works.
You know, my thing about coffee, I say it's the taste that gets me, and then when I tell people I like Red Bull, they're like, you don't like coffee, but you like the taste of Red Bull? It's just one of those things. But
yeah.
Well, first things first, good morning. I know you said it's a little bit earlier for you than what you're used to, but we've got some important stuff to talk about this morning.
Yeah, for sure. Exciting stuff.
Yes, we have the second annual, correct?
Yes,
second annual Shared Blessings Battle of the Bands that's going to be going on next month. We've got about probably 40 to 50 days until then. It's going to be August 23rd. I'll kind of let you talk about that a little bit. The submission for it did pass. It was last Saturday for those that wanted to participate in it, but I'll kind of just let you talk about it before I take too much of it.
Yeah, we just we cut off our submissions on July 5th, and we've got quite a few, and we're trying to weed through them right now to narrow it down to 5 or 6 bands. So the ones who entered will be receiving information soon on whether they made the cut. And then there is a entry fee that they'll kind of, it's a donation. You know, this is a fundraiser for Shared Blessings. But it's a great opportunity for these bands because the winner gets to perform as an opener for the Dancing Rabbit Music Festival next year in May, which is a lot of fun. So the Battle of the Bands is August 23rd. It'll be at 5 o'clock. We're teaming up with the Okla Theater. They're trying to restore, and we want to support that as well. It's another great thing going on in our town. So we are waiting on air conditioning right now because it is in late August.
Yes, yeah.
So it might be a little hot. We do have a backup at Downtown 312 if for some reason we can't get the air conditioning. But the people at the Okla Theater are doing great things, and they're working towards making this happen for us. And we're excited to team up with Dancing Rabbit and the Okla Theater to make that happen.
Yeah.
And again, it's August 23rd at 5 p.m. The submission for the crowd is $5. And we will have a crowd voting process where they will be able to help pick the winner. So the more people that come and support the band, the better.
Yeah. And I was going to ask you, you talk about, you know, there being a crowd, things like that with the $5 entry fee. Is that going to be a pay at the door, or is there a way to get tickets in advance for that?
Oh, yeah. So we always have the Dancing Rabbit website or Shared Blessings website where we sell tickets online, but you can also, if it's not sold out, then you could buy tickets at the door.
So you recommend buying in advance is what
for
you'd say?
For sure. Yeah.
And another thing I kind of wanted to talk to you about, I know we talked about the submission being last Saturday. That is the cutoff date. If you can, I don't know how much you know, but I want to kind of give a little bit of a peek behind the curtain. Are they kind of already going through all those submissions already?
Oh, yeah. They've already heard all of the submissions. It's just narrowing it down to we have a lot of local talent here. McAllister is on the rise with our musician scene. You know, our downtown has really been pushing music the past 6 years. So there's a lot of rising artists coming up, and we have submissions from Texas and other states as well, so that's been a lot.
That was going to be my next question, if you had any out-of-state or out-of-town entries.
Yeah, so even our first year, we had a band come all the way from Galveston.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's definitely picking up.
Yeah, I think a lot of people want to perform in that Dancing Rabbit Music Festival.
Right.
Which, again, this is for next year, obviously.
Right. It'll be in May.
But that's really cool to see how many people, not just in the community, but I know you mentioned it was last year, but just all the way down in Galveston, people wanting to participate in something like this. And obviously, I wasn't here last year, but I think that this is going to be a really big event. I'm excited to get a chance to go. I'm planning on going. But it looks really interesting. And if you have anybody that's listening right now that's maybe on the fence about going, what would you kind of say to kind of push them towards, like, maybe just come out and support and just, you know, have a good night?
Yeah, so again, it's a Shared Blessings fundraiser. Shared Blessings does so many different outreach programs for our community, and we are community funded. We don't get any state or federal grants. So the fact that Shared Blessings has been going since 1998 is a huge support of our community. So this $5 that you're paying to come and watch the show is a donation towards Shared Blessings. And we do nutrition bags. We have our food program. We have our clothing store. You know, we just have so many different resources for people in our community. So this $5 is you giving back to your community at the same time. And then also, you know, people, as I was growing up, they always say there's nothing to do around town. You know, that's always,
that's been, always been the thing about
it's either
McAllister,
that
yeah.
or the roads, right? Mm-hmm. And so do it. Just go out and do it. And you get to see some local talent. You get to see some people from out of town. And, you know, you have a great time, listen to music. And you get to be at the Oakland Theater, which is historical.
Yeah.
So you get a little bit of everything there. Charity, history, music. Mm-hmm. It's a great time.
I'm having trouble finding the downside and going to this event on the
23rd. Yeah, there's no downside.
Yeah, I don't think I'm finding one. I wanted to ask as well, do you know if there will be, like, any concessions or anything like that for people when they show up the night of the event?
Yeah, so the Oakland will be open with, like, popcorn and candy. Cool. And they'll have their little concession open. They'll have their gift shop open. So you can support them at the same time. And then also we will have our Battle of the Band t-shirts from Shared Blessings, our sponsor t-shirts. And people just loved our t-shirts last year from Battle of the Bands. So I have a great designer, Ms. Cheyenne Patterson, and we're going to come up with some awesome t-shirts, and that money also goes to charity. So another
That's
good
awesome.
Way to give.
Yeah. And those, you say, going to be available there the day of?
Yes.
Okay. And I also wanted to ask, this is kind of going back a little bit, but how did this kind of all get started? Was it an idea from somebody within Shared Blessings? Did somebody come to you? How did this all come about?
Yeah, so I started Shared Blessings a year ago, and some of my tasks were coming up with new fundraisers to do, and I had already been kind of in the downtown scene working at Spaceship, and so it was just a great idea. I know a lot of people around town who play music, and it's something different that we don't already have going on. But it actually started with Shared Blessings Olympics. And we made it an Olympic event last year. And so we had disc golf, pickleball, Battle of the Bands, and it was kind of evolving into its own thing. So this year we split it up and did the pickleball and disc golf separate from the Battle of the Bands.
Well, that makes sense because, I mean, you talk about getting submissions all the way from Galveston. So I can see how that kind of, you know, became its own entity a little
bit.
So
yeah. And then teaming up with the Dancing Rabbit Music Festival has been great. It's just growing and growing every year. It's become a great resource for our community as well. It's free for the community. So again, it's another way for us to give back. And so teaming up with them and being able to have our winners be an opener is a great opportunity for the community.
Of course. So to go back through this very quickly, this is the Battle of the Bands that we're talking about being put on by Shared Blessings. It's going to be on August 23rd, and doors open at 5 or 5:30?
5.
So doors open at 5. It's a $5 entry fee, which all goes back to Shared Blessings, and you're going to get to listen to some great music. It is a competition, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. And again, there's crowd participation. Mm-hmm. We'll have a little QR where you can kind of vote for your favorite. And
Okay. Yeah,
similar to the Grill Marks where they had the crowd participation. Yeah. So so come on out and support your favorites.
At 5, not 5:30.
Yes, not 5:30.
Is there, by the way, this is Gabby Till here, has been here with me this morning. Is there anything else you would like to add about this event that maybe we missed on, or just anything about Shared Blessings that you would like to promote as well?
Shared Blessings has a lot going on. We have our Hope and Hunger campaign going on right now, and our Hope and Hunger campaign is our biggest push for raising money, because most of that goes into like our Beds for Kids program, our nutrition bags that go out throughout the school year. We send out over 800 bags to the schools each week.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that takes a lot, you know, and like I said, we're community funded, and giving to Shared Blessings is the best way for you to give back to your community.
Of course, always. Well, Gabby, I think that we've kind of run our course here this morning. I appreciate you stopping by. I know it's a little bit early, but again, I appreciate it. And yeah, this is a great event. People need to show up. So
yes, thank you so much.
All right, guys. Once again, that was Gabby Till with Shared Blessings to talk about the Battle of the Bands going on next month.